With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. A beautiful and historical place in western Illinois is now known as Nauvoo, but Tim Schweitzer with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources tells us that wasn't the name of the area originally.
Quashquima, which is a Fox Indian word for peaceful place. Nauvoo State Park, a name that is generated from Hebrew for beautiful place, pleasant land. I think that all describes what you'll find in Nauvoo, Illinois at Nauvoo State Park. It really is a beautiful place. It's located on the banks of the Mississippi River in western Illinois. The park itself not directly on the river, but it's about a 140-acre site on the south edge of Nauvoo, a community right on the Mississippi over in Hancock County. The community of Nauvoo was a Fox Indian village. Site of Nauvoo was relinquished by treaty in 1824 to the United States of America. In fact, Nauvoo may be the community best known as a location on the westward move of what is now the Mormon Church, located now in the state of Utah, but they spent many years in Nauvoo on their way west. Missionaries including Brigham Young in England and elsewhere, causing people to migrate to the area. Town of Nauvoo grew as business and industry flourished, and there is a history museum dedicated to the history of Nauvoo right on the site at Nauvoo State Park.
Schweitzer says many of the historical features that attract folks to Nauvoo can be found in the museum at Nauvoo State Park.
The park itself, while not large, does have a 13-acre man-made lake. It's been stocked for fishing for many years, and it's a good place to fish. There are camping opportunities at Nauvoo State Park as well. About 150 campsites available for reservation. There's a trail system at the site, about a mile and a half main trail. It's called Locust Lane. It shows off some of the park's best features. Hikers can see and hear birds, so it's a great place for birders to visit. Visitors will also enjoy an accessible loop trail from the campground. There's a short trail that connects the main picnic and playground area to the dam, and a short ride trail leads hikers to an island on Lake Horton, which is the main lake right at the center of Nauvoo State Park.
Schweitzer says Nauvoo is along a popular scenic byway that takes you along the Mississippi River through the western side of the state.
I know the folks who like to travel, say, Route 66. That has a certain attraction to it, but there are a lot of folks that enjoy traveling the River Road, too. Say you get on the River Road at Alton, head up through Grafton and go by Pere Marquette State Park. Follow the River Road up to the north through Quincy and head to Nauvoo.
For more information on state-managed parks like the one at Nauvoo, visit the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website.
Whatever interest you have outdoors, you'll find details on the DNR website at dnr.illinois.gov.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.